Have you ever received a word from God that did not make any sense to your reasoning? What did you do in that instance? Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is the Word Up Podcast, a program where we share thoughts on New Version's Bible verse of the day. I'm Matthew, just your host, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. Without further ado, let's dive into the episode. Luke chapter 1 and verse 45, I'll read the New Living Translation. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said. I'll read that again. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said. These were Elizabeth's words to Mary by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth was wife to Zechariah, a Jewish priest. So what is it about this duo? I mean, Elizabeth and Mary. They were both in seemingly difficult situations and were visited by the angel of God. Same angel, Angel Gabriel. He visited Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, and then Mary directly. Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah were quite old, we were told, at the time of the visitation, but had no children. God sent his word to them through the angel Gabriel, just like he sent his word to Abraham and Sarah in their old age. Zechariah and Mary asked similar questions after or during the visitation, but reading an exposition on this chapter, it says Zechariah was expected to know better as a priest, given the fact that a similar promise had been made and fulfilled in time past to Abraham and Sarah, who were the parents of Isaac, Manoah and Hannah, who were the parents of Samuel. So he was penalized for not believing, as more was expected of him. But because this matter was paramount to God's salvation plan, Zechariah's unbelief could not stop it from happening. So God kept him mute so he would not utter any more word of unbelief, because there is power in the words we say. On the other hand, there's never been any account of a virgin giving birth to a child without knowing a man physically. So Mary asked, like we said, a similar question to the angel. How can this happen, seeing I am a virgin? And the angel explained how it would happen, but still that did not clear any doubt. In fact, if anything, it could leave anyone doubting even more, because this had never happened before. But Mary took a different stance. I'd like us to read the response of the angel to Mary's question in verses 35 to 38. The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the baby to be born will be holy." Alright, so the Holy Spirit will be the Father. "And he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." If you know how to underline your Bible, it's okay for you to underline that and remind yourself that line. "For the word of God will never fail." And this was Mary's response. The Bible says Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. None of the responses from the angel could stand to reason. Look at that. It says the power of the Most High would overshadow you and you would have a baby. Then he cited a difficult situation to Mary, saying that Elizabeth, who was barren, is now pregnant and in her sixth month. He meant that difficult situation had been sorted by the same God who sent me to you, And the God who sorted Elizabeth out is same God that will sort you out. There's so much to learn from Mary, a woman of faith indeed, whose response to uncertainty was, "May everything you have said about me come true." Oh my God, what a response. What a response to something that has never been before, never experienced, never written before, never happened. May everything you have said about me come true. If this was Mary's response to something that has no prior, existence, something that has never been recorded, what would be our response if God said something to us that had happened before? Think about it for a minute. Christianity is not a journey of the senses, but of faith. Many things spoken in this kingdom don't appeal to our senses because the supernatural is above the natural sense. So trying to understand the supernatural through natural senses is futile. There is no scientific explanation. If there was, then it is no longer supernatural and can be reproduced by any formula. But God is God and not a man. So try not to explain certain things in scriptures using things that could be seen, because they are supernatural, they are above the natural and cannot be explained by natural phenomena. It was to this faith that Elizabeth, by the Spirit of God, commended Mary, which is our verse for today, Luke 1:45. "You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." You're blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said. Even though you've never seen this before, even though you've never heard of anything like this before, you believed it. You are blessed, Mary. You are blessed because you believed the Lord. You believed the Lord. In spite of anything, in spite of your doubts, you believed the Lord. You are blessed. You're blessed. And at different stages in our lives, we could either take Zechariah's posture, Mary's, or Elizabeth's posture. So my question to you today is, which are you at the moment? Are you a Mary? Are you a Zechariah or an Elizabeth? God does not give easy words. Bible says, "For without faith, it is impossible to please God." Has God said something to you that seems impossible to human reasoning? Because he always does. It may not be as sensational as through an angel, but God still speaks today through his word, through a sermon in church, or even through a 30-second reel on social media, or even through a friend. God still speaks actively to his people today. What's the state of your heart to receive that word from God? Are you aligning like Mary and enforcing the word of God with your words? Like she did, for example, "May everything you have said about me come true." That's enforcing the word. That's professing the word. To say, "Although this seems very difficult, but Lord, may everything you have said about me come true." Or are you in a state where it is difficult to believe anything at the moment? Dear friends, I dare you to believe. As I speak today, I speak to myself also and challenge myself to be a Mary rather than a Zechariah. Well, we're not throwing jabs at Zechariah. Understandably, the priest had been in that situation for such a long time and perhaps had given up on his dreams of becoming a father. But God had not given up on him, just the way God has not given up on you. Having said that, more was expected from Zechariah given his position. Bible says, "To whom much is given, much is expected." In case you were thinking, "Oh, that was Zechariah, he was a priest, I'm not a priest, so God expects me to question and to live in unbelief, and that's fine." No. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 says, He has made us a kingdom of priests for God, His Father. So God has made us kings and priests. You know, that's how it was put in another translation. He's made us kings and priests unto God. All right. And the Bible also says, we're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. So you are a royal priesthood. Also, there is power in the words we say, for we were made in the image of God Himself. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Light came out of darkness. So we have the same nature to speak things into existence. Bible reminds us in Proverbs 18 and 21 that life and death are in the power of the tongue. As we bring today's episode to a close, let's highlight a few points here. Number one, there is no difficult situation for God. No matter how long it's lasted for, God can change it by His power. Number two, even when it does not make sense to reason, let us dare to believe every word from God, for it will come to pass if it is from God. And number three, lastly, let us watch our words so as not to negate the promise of God, for we are made in the image of God and in His likeness, and there is power in the words we speak. Shall we pray? Dear Father, we thank You for Your word which has come to us today. Help us to believe You in difficult circumstances, in difficult situations when Your word makes no sense to reasoning, because it doesn't actually, because it is supernatural. Help us to trust You in uncertainties. Help us to hold on to Your word no matter what. Help us to be blessed just like Mary was blessed. Help us to receive that commendation by Your Spirit. We're blessed because we believe. Thank You, dear Father. I pray for every listener today, and I say they are blessed because we all receive grace to believe even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's always a pleasure to bring you God's word and share thoughts with you. We'll see you again next week by God's grace. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks for tuning into the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's Word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at wordoppodcast21@gmail.com. wordoppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up Podcast. God bless you.